All right, I call the 93rd Senate session of the Associate Students back to order here at 8:03 p.m. November 19th, 2025, convening both in person in the Joe Crowley Student Union and via Zoom. With that being said, we'll move on to a roll call vote. Let's clerk will not call the roll, please.
Voting?
No, whether they're here or not.
Yeah. Speaker Ackland?
Present.
Senator Atkinson?
Present.
Senator Barris?
Present.
Senator Bourgeois?
Present.
Senator Bolander?
Present.
Senator Castro? Oh, Senator Burroughs?
Present.
Senator Calderon?
Present.
Senator Castro?
Present.
Senator Dayton?
Present.
Senator DeBarger?
Present.
Senator Evans?
Present.
Senator Juan?
Present.
Parliamentarian Issa?
Present.
Senator Kitch?
Present.
Senator Custer?
Present.
Senator Lawson? Senator Lucchese?
Present.
Senator McAndrews?
Present.
Senator Micelli?
Absent.
Speaker Pro Tempore Moss?
Present.
Senator Radke?
Present.
Senator Saporito?
Present.
And Senator Villa?
Present.
A quorum is present.
All right, thank you. With that being said, we're going to be moving to item 15, first reading of legislation. With that being said, I am seeking a motion to approve agenda items 15A through E through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Parliamentarian Issa. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, those bills and resolutions have been approved for first reading. Skipping down to agenda item 16, motions to fast track. We are not discussing, but I'll be reading the fast track memo for agenda item 16A, SR 93, a resolution to request postponement and student consultation regarding new tailgate enforcement. And let me read that fast track memo as follows. Dear Speaker Ackland and esteemed members of the Senate, we are writing to request the fast-tracking of SR 93, a resolution to request postponement and student consultation regarding new tailgating enforcement for immediate consideration due to the urgent situation impacting the finals week of football season. Fast-tracking this resolution allows student leaders to collaborate with administration to address student safety concerns and enables strategies to be implemented in a timely manner to mitigate these concerns for the remainder of football season. SR 93, a resolution to request postponement and student consultation regarding new tailgate enforcement is highly supported by students and student leaders and should be considered ready for immediate action. Senator Calderon, alongside with Senator Lawson, Senator Bolander, Speaker Pro Tempore Moss, Parliamentarian Issa, Senator Lucchese, Senator Micelli, Senator Barris, co-authored the piece. This broad legislative backing suggests that this resolution is collaboratively drafted and ready for immediate placement on the agenda. We affirm that student safety is of the utmost importance to the Associated Students, and this resolution is proposed to facilitate a collaborative period between student leaders and administration. We look forward to working with them to develop a resolution that works well for both parties. Given the urgent implementation timeline and the need to finalize a resolution before the UNLV rivalry game, we respectfully request that SR 93, a resolution to request postponement and student consultation regarding new tailgate enforcement, be fast tracked for immediate consideration. Respectfully, Luke Calderon and Henry Lawson, Senators for the College of Business and College of Engineering. Alrighty, with that, we're going to be bringing it to a vote for agenda item 16A. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Point of clarification, what are we voting on?
We are voting to fast track it.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
All right, I will put that back up to a vote. Remember, we are voting whether we'd like to fast track this. For agenda item 16A, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Already, with that being said, here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that resolution has been fast tracked. Moving down our list, agenda item 17A, SBR 93, binding resolution to establish a Senate joint resolution. I'm seeking motion to send agenda item 17A to the Committee on Committee on Government Operations through unanimous consent.
So moved
by Senator Bardwaz. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Dayton. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, that binding resolution will be seen at the following committee. Moving down to agenda item 17B, SB 93, a bill to increase campaign budget for the office of the Senate Vice President and President. With that being said, I'm seeking a motion to send agenda item 17A to the Committee on Government Operations through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore.
So you said agenda item 17A, not 17B.
Pardon me. I will remake that motion. With that being said, I'm seeking a motion to send agenda item 17B to the Committee on Government Operations through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, that bill will be seen at the following committee. Moving down our list to agenda item 17C, SB 93, a bill to add visual overview of club funding tiers to the club supporting support funding policy. With that being said, I'm seeking a motion to send agenda item 17C to the Committee on Government Operations through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Lawson. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, that bill will be seen at the following committee. Moving now to agenda item 17D, SBR 93, binding resolution to protect minority speech rights in debate. With that being said, I'm seeking a motion to send agenda item 17D to the Committee on Government Operations through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Bardwaj. Is there any dissent? Or sorry, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, that binding resolution will be seen at the following committee. All right, now we're getting into the bulk of the meeting, I presume. moving down our list to agenda item 18A, SB 93, a bill to codify reoccurring funding for the semesterly Coffee with a Cop event in support of campus safety and UPDNC engagement. Would the author like to give a brief synopsis?
Sure. Senator Saperito, for the record, after thorough discussion with the Committee on Budget and Finance, myself and the rest of the committee believe that this piece is adequate enough to pass for second hearing at this table. This piece was previously passed at the beginning of the session for the semester of the Coffee with the Cops event, and basically this piece codifies a section saying that a maximum of $150 semesterly for the event will be taken out of the line item from Senate Outreach through an IPO transfer. And if you have any questions, just let me know.
Alrighty, thank you. Any questions for the author at this time? Alrighty, that being said, we're moving into a debate. Are there any points of conversation or debate at this time? Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
I just want to echo what Senator Saperito said. The Committee on Budget and Finance unanimously favorably recommended this piece to the table. We think it's a good piece. The funding structure that is outlined in the piece also accounts for inflation when it comes to hosting these meetings. That's what that 25% 25% funding ceiling is for. So Senator Saperito has done his due diligence, and I think we should move forward with passing this piece and codifying the funding for this event.
Alrighty, thank you. Any points of discussion, Senator Bardwaj?
I move the previous question to unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Atkinson. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, that motion passes. We will now move on to a vote for agenda item 18A, SB 93, a bill codifying reoccurring funding for the semesterly Coffee with a Cop event in support of campus safety and UPDNC engagement. With that being said, all those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? Oy. In the chamber, the ayes have it, and that bill has passed. Moving down our list to agenda item 18B, SB 93, a bill to make ASU an elected and appoint officials stipends optional. Would the author like to give a brief synopsis?
Yeah. This piece was made after deliberation on the previous bill regarding removing the stipend for special committee chairs. And previous director, Sandy Rodriguez, mentioned this might be the best way to ensure students are legally allowed to remove any portion of their stipend while also keeping it completely optional. If you have any questions, let me know.
Alrighty, thank you. Any questions at this time? Senator Bardwaj.
Will the officials' decisions be made public information?
It would be up to them.
Like, if they choose to, like, decline it or not, like, is there any, like, mechanism that, like, prevents it from, like, getting out, or is it just, like, between them and the Office of Finance?
I would say it would naturally be a privatized transaction, but if they would like to make a public display within their choice. So they have documentation from the office to make sure that it doesn't look like an issue or just is happening. That is a good question.
Does the body give permission for Luis to speak?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Speaker Ackland. Luis Aguilar, Associate Director, for the record. Sorry, can you repeat your question again, please?
I was asking if, like, the reason I asked because I don't want people to recognize official decisions regarding accepting or declining their stipend. So my question was, is it going to be made public information if an official makes a decision to decline or not decline their stipend?
That is a great question. And so for internal processes for the CSC, we will have each officer sign a release that they're either accepting or declining their stipend. That's going to be, it's for internal purposes so that we can properly document it in CSC.
Does that answer your question?
Okay. Thank you, Luis. Any other questions at this time? Senator Barris.
Senator Barris, for the record, I just wanted to know what kind of outreach did you do or what kind of conversations were you having with accounting services or with our pro staff in the CSC about this piece?
I had multiple conversations with Sandy Martinez before she's reallocated to Honors College on this dilemma. And at least she told me through her leadership that this is completely fine for the office.
Any other questions at this time? All right, we'll now be moving on to a debate. Are there any senators who would like to start us off with debate? Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
I move to previous question. Oh, through unanimous consent.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, that motion passes. We'll now move on to a vote for agenda item 18B, SB 93, a bill to make age when elected and appoint official stipends optional. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oi. In the chamber, the ayes have it, and that bill has passed. Alrighty. Moving down our list to agenda item 18C, SB 93, a bill to reform the duties of the Department of Campus and Public Relations. Would the author like to give a brief synopsis?
I'm curious. I have a memo from President Agrabat. Is it
Go ahead.
Time that I read it?
Okay. Go ahead.
So President Agrabat said, "Hi senators, I'm voicing my support for the proposed changes to the Department of Campus and Public Relations outlined in this bill. These updates adjust the positions of the director and assistant director to more accurately reflect the work that they do every day. The department operations will remain unchanged. This simply ensures that our governing documents match the realities of student officer responsibilities. This clarity will also make future transitions smoother by reducing confusion around the scope and nature of these positions. Thank you to the authors of this legislation for upholding the principle of consistent and accurate language in our governing documents. Your attention to detail strengthens our association and the experience we provide to students." And that's it.
Alrighty, thank you. Are there any questions for the authors at this time? Alrighty. That being said, moving on to a debate. Are there any points of debate at this time? Speaker Pro Tem for Moss.
I'll just say this. I'm very much in support of this because I think we've needed to reform our campus and public relations department to reflect what they actually do for a long time. I think this is a long time coming. I think there's further reforms that need to be done, but I think that this legislation that Senator McAndrews and Senator Issa have put together is really thought out, and it's an amazing first step towards those much needed reforms, and I thank them for taking the time to do it. And with that, I motion a previous question through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second
by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? All right, that being said, that motion is approved. We will now move on to a vote for agenda item 18C, SB 93, a bill to reform the duties of the Department of Campus and Public Relations. With that being said, all those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Whoa, hold on. We're going to restart that. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions? Oi. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that bill has passed. Alrighty, we're moving down to agenda item 18D, SB 93, an act to approve the budget reallocations for the fiscal year 2026.
Point of information?
Yeah.
Sorry, this is just for the secretaries. Regarding the prior piece, just removing Sandra Rodriguez as director for the CSC and possibly replacing with the senior associate director of community focus, but that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Just for the record.
Yeah, it'll be reflected in the record, and we'll make sure that change is made, before we put that in our staffs. Sound good? All right. Where was I? Agenda item 18D, SB 93, an act to approve the budget reallocation for the fiscal year 2026. I know Senator Maselli is not here, and President Angelbach is also not here. Did anybody work on this piece with Senator Maselli? Is anybody educated enough? Or actually, no. Does anybody know when President Angelbach is going to be back? Anybody know anything?
Give her a few minutes, and she's left real quick, and we'll be back.
All right, we'll move on to the next piece. With that being said, we're moving on to agenda item 18E, SR 93, a resolution to request postponement and student consultation regarding new tailgating enforcement. Would the authors like to give a brief synopsis of the resolution?
This is what we're doing.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to move to kill this bill. We felt that the meeting that Carmina had with university officials was a great first step to come into the kind of resolution we wanted to. Me and Henry are going to shift our focus to, instead of focusing on the salary situation, we're going to focus on the faculty and consultant students. And for not only regarding salaries, but also PAC AI and some of the benefit issues. And so we're going to shift our focus from that piece to creating a new piece, talking about that the lack of student consultation they're having on high impact policy with us. And so, yeah, we're going to show this bill.
If I heard correctly as well, you guys are going to be submitting two resolutions by this Tuesday, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any questions for the authors at this time? Senator Zapparito.
Are those two resolutions also being passed, right?
Yes.
Any other questions for the authors at this time? All right, with that, we're going to be moving into a debate. Are there any forms of debate at this time? Senator Castro.
Motion to previous question.
Hearing a lot. What?
The point of order. We as the authors and co-authors of this bill are seeking to kill the bill. I think we were going to table it indefinitely unless we all just wanted to vote no on the piece.
That was my plan.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we were all on the same page about that. Okay.
Senator Lawson, did you have something you'd like to say?
Yeah. Even though we're tabling it, we still want to hear you guys conversation points about the piece, so when we do rewrite it, we can take your guys' words into consideration as well.
Okay. Parliament Attorney Issa, since the motion has still been made on the table, do we have to follow through with that motion, or?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool.
There was never a second, Aaron, I would say.
He didn't ask for a second, so it's not a second. With the motion anyway.
Okay. We're moving forward the motion to previous question, which means we cut debate and move it to a vote. I understand Senator Lawson has still wanted to give room to debate to make sure that any points anybody may have in regard to debate, we're able to iron this out here to make sure that on December 3rd, with the two resolutions that will be introduced, nobody's really confused. Does that make sense? All right. With that being said, we're going to be moving into a vote for Senator Castro's motion to previous question. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Point of order. You must ask if there's a second for the motion first.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was making terms. Yeah.
So all we do is get
one dissent.
Okay. Is there a second? No second. All right. It dies, I guess. Right? Cool.
Yep.
All righty. Thank you. With that being said, we're still on agenda item 18E. Senator Lawson, would you like to give any points of debate, conversation, or points of information?
So, we originally wrote this piece in regards to Tilly before the productive conversations happened between President Angelbach and athletics and the FSL and the DEA students. After those conversations took place, we reached a middle ground, a compromise, and that went well at this last Tilly. So I believe that this piece might be a step in the wrong direction. So instead, we want to write two resolutions to better get our message across without further damaging relations or hurting those productive conversations that are already taking place. And that's why we are tabling this bill indefinitely.
All right, thank you. Any other points of conversation before we move on to a vote? All right. That being said, we're moving on to a vote for agenda item 18E, SR 93, a resolution to request postponement and student consultation regarding new tailgate enforcement. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye. All opposed, please say nay.
Nay.
Any abstentions, oy? Here in the chamber, the nays have it, and that resolution does not pass. All right, moving down to agenda item 18F, SR 93, a resolution in support of UNR and DocuPack. Half this table is on this piece. Who is the original author? Okay, Parliamentarian Issa, go ahead. Someone go ahead.
Before I begin, I have a few remarks from President Aghalabad. I was expecting her to deliver in person, but she sent them over to me. So may I read them out?
Okay. You may.
Dear Senators, I write today in strong support of the UnDocuPack program at the University of Nevada. As the legislation outlines, President Sandoval has made our position clear. The university has complied with all laws and has used no federal funds and has acted well within its authority. On the facts, we are sound, but this conversation also requires more from us than simply stating compliance. It requires us to articulate who we are as an institution and who we choose to be. There is no denying that this topic has become politically charged, but our work in higher education is not to anchor ourselves to the loudest political winds, it is to anchor ourselves to principle. Universities carry a responsibility that is older and deeper than the news cycle, to safeguard opportunity, support human potential, and ensure that every student, regardless of their starting point, has the chance to move forward. We often speak about inalienable rights. I urge us to also consider the unspoken but equally powerful inalienable responsibilities of a community.
Just finish.
Would you like me to finish it?
Sure.
So sorry, I was at my Friendsgiving for 15 minutes. I can apologize about that. It's okay. Or the apologies. How are you guys doing?
Good. We're wrapping up through legislation pretty quick. Tailgate piece got killed.
So sorry.
So we only have your budget allocation one and the UNR and DocuPack piece.
All right, sounds good. And so thank you very much, Jason, for filling in for me. So we often speak about inalienable responsibilities, and I urge us to also consider the unspoken but equally powerful inalienable responsibilities of a community. The university is not only a place of learning, it's a steward of futures, and our responsibility is to ensure that students can pursue life, liberty, and happiness. That means removing barriers, not erecting them, supporting students, not serving them. Many of you guys have heard my story before, but it bears repeating because it speaks to why this matters so much. I'm the daughter of immigrants. My father came to the United States at 18, carrying stories that most of us cannot fully imagine. He grew up under martial law in a society where fear, scarcity, and government control touch every part of daily life. My grandmother often had to stretch what little they had, sometimes giving my father and aunt spoiled milk because it was all that she could afford at the time. After school, he would help my grandmother sort fish bones late into the night so she could prepare food to sell the next morning. That's how he learned responsibility, through necessity, not choice. And when the earthquake devastated their hometown, everything collapsed. Roads were destroyed, power disappeared for weeks. The government was too destabilized to respond. Families like his were left to rebuild their own. And so when my father left the Philippines at 18, he was not simply leaving home, he was leaving instability, poverty, and a system that cannot protect him. He arrived in Reno with broken English, a single suitcase, and a dream shaped mostly by watching Rudy on repeat. Who's ever watched Rudy? Ultimate American dream movie, am I correct?
Agreed.
That's exactly what it speaks about.
Agreed.
And so, you know, everyone knows that I believe PacPi, but there's a special place in Notre Dame because it means so much to you. So, yeah. And so, yet, the very first step he took towards the American dream was right here at this university, at the University of Nevada. This campus became the foundation of his future. It was here that he learned confidence, built friendships, found mentors, and gained a sense of belonging in a country that was still new to him. This university gave him more than education, it gave him a path. Allowed him to become a prosecutor, a provider, a leader, and the father who raised me to believe in service and community. Everything he became began with this institution, extending him opportunity and not restriction. This university is the American dream. I truly do believe that. That's not a slogan, it's a lived reality for many families like mine and for countless students who walk these halls today. And that is why programs like InDocuPack matter. This is not a political gesture, it's a moral and educational obligation. It's an affirmation that we will not turn away from students who are working toward better futures, even when their pathways to this country look different from ours. Supporting InDocuPack means choosing to be the kind of institution that lifts people up rather than closes doors. It means protecting not just rights, but futures. It means honoring the legacy of this university as a place where students come to transform their lives. And so I ask you guys to stand with me, to stand with the president of this university, and let us affirm that the University of Nevada does not flinch when students need us. In fact, we all step forward. thank you.
All right, thank you. Do any other authors have a brief synopsis of the bill they'd like to give?
I need to start with myself.
Oh, perfect.
I was going to say that was President Aquaba.
All right. Thank you, Speaker Ackland, and good evening, Senators. This resolution reaffirms something very straightforward, that UndocuPAC is a legitimate student support program that provides referrals, educational resources, and campus connections for all students, regardless of immigration status, and without a single penny of federal funding. It has operated for years within university policies and with a clear student-centered mission. This resolution was written in light of an announcement from the Department of Justice on September 26, in which they stated they would launch an investigation into the university and UndocuPAC. While that situation continues to unfold at the federal level, our responsibility here is to speak to what we know on our campus. Prior to writing this piece, myself, Speaker Pro Tempore Mas, and Senator Castro met with Janet Nahara, the manager of UndocuPAC, and Claudia Aguayo, the head of the Council for the University. They, alongside the Department of Government Affairs, all collaborated in writing a piece that stays true to the message that ASUN stands with UndocuPAC, that the students that we represent, and the broader Reno community. And lastly, I also want to note that Faculty Senate passed the same resolution on Friday of last week, and for more information on that, I will yield to Speaker Pro Tempore Mas.
Thank you, Parliamentarian Issa. I just want to reiterate what President Aglabat and what Parliamentarian Issa have said. The importance of this legislation at this point in time is, I can't state it enough. Right now, it feels like there are targets on our backs from members of the federal government and trying to attack the students that we represent every day. We come to this campus as senators with the unique duty of making sure that those students, whether they, no matter who they are, has a voice at this table. And I think that is clearly represented in this legislation, as half of you are co-sponsors. But truly, I really appreciate the work that we as a student government have done on this issue. It speaks words to the levels we are willing to go to fight for our students each and every day, that we are students here as well. Our students deserve to feel like they belong on this campus, that they are not going to be ignored by people, and they're not going to be threatened by other people. And with that, the Faculty Senate wanted to join us in a historic move to collaborate on this piece of legislation for the first joint piece of legislation that we've ever done with the Faculty Senate. I had the unique opportunity to help present this resolution to the Faculty Senate last Friday, and it was nearly agreed upon unanimously. I think there was one nay, but that just sends an even bigger message, a broader message, that not only we as the students stand in support with UndocuPAC and those students, but also the faculty and those represented by the Faculty Senate as well. I just want to make sure that I can't overstate enough how crazy cool this opportunity is for us to collaborate and make this historical moment with Faculty Senate. I'm hoping, I spoke with Chair McClendon of the Faculty Senate, and she's very excited about future collaborations between this body. Parliamentarian Issa is writing a legislation to make joint pieces of joint resolutions an actual official piece of legislation that we can do in this body, so that we can create that bridge between students and faculty, which is exactly what UndocuPAC does. It creates a bridge for all students and all faculty on this campus. So I want to thank Faculty Senate for their level of collaboration and the things they have contributed to this. And I am encouraging all to make a stand with UndocuPAC, and vote yes on this legislation tonight. And with that, I will yield to Senator Kitch if she has any remarks as well.
Alrighty, thank you. Moving on to questions. Anybody have any questions for the authors at this time? None? All right, moving on to a debate. Is there any forms of debate at this time? Senator Castro.
As the chair of IDEA, I feel it's incredibly important that I say one. The committee had decided on November 7th to favorably recommend this piece to you all. And that came with little hesitation, as I feel we all, including those who aren't on the committee, believe in
true notion of allowing education and prosperity for those who come to this country for those goals. I would also like to state that the Indocupy program, despite its name, provides resources to all students. It has no bias towards any single one. In fact, if any of you, despite your status or otherwise, were to go to them seeking refuge or help, they would provide it in any way they can. Ultimately, I think it's our duty here as representatives of our student body to recognize that we serve this unique body, and its diversity is a strength to us, and the state, and this country. So I really urge you to vote yes on this resolution, and be the pride of everyone at this table, I think, if we did so. Thank you.
Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
I'm just going to quickly make a quick amendment to add a whereas clause to express our gratitude and express our collaboration with Faculty Senate in the piece of legislation. So I'm just going to make that quick whereas. I'll read out the language as well. I move to amend SR. Oh, no, I don't have the title. I move to amend SR 93, a resolution in support of UNR UndocuPAC, to add the following language in the whereas clauses section, stating, whereas the Associated Students of the University of Nevada collaborated closely with the University of Nevada Reno Faculty Senate throughout the development of this resolution and is deeply grateful for this Faculty Senate's thoughtful contributions, commitment, and partnership in strengthening this piece, through unanimous consent.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second
by Parliamentarian Issa. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? With that being said, that amendment has been made. Any other points of conversation? Senator Bardwaj.
Really quickly, I just want to talk about some procedural stuff. The university issued a strong institutional statement. President Sandoval affirmed support for all students and clarified that UndocuPAC operates within the law. Naturally, that's heartening and important, but that's not enough. For the same reason, business associations, unions, faculty senates, and school boards adopt formal positions during federal scrutiny, student governments create political insulation by establishing a documented public record of support, which is what this resolution does and what I believe the framework of a resolution in this association should be. It creates institutional alignment between students and the university, and it signals to external actors that if you come after one of our programs, you are not just challenging an office, you are challenging the entire student body's representative government. With that, I yield.
Thank you. Any other points of conversation or debate at this time? Alrighty. Seeing none, we're going to be moving on to a vote for agenda item 18F, SR 93, resolution in support of UNR and DocuPAC. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. In the chamber, the ayes have it, and that resolution has passed. Alrighty, we're going to be moving back up to agenda item 18D, SB 93, an act to approve the budget reallocation for fiscal year 2026. President Agbabat, would you like to say a few things?
Alright, there's no one in the Zoom, right?
No.
Okay. So
I mean, please use the mics, but there's nobody else.
Oh, okay. Not much to say about it because I did send out that email to all of you guys, and it's also been on the budget and finance agenda for everyone to go see. It was favorably recommended unanimously by the Committee on Budget and Finance, and so they vetted on pretty much all the different budget amendments. But just briefly, it's roughly $113,000 that was recognized for rollover, and it's a combination of a couple different. First of all, we were able to see really positive enrollment numbers, and so when we originally made those projections, we were not exactly looking at the most negative enrollment standards or kind of situations, and we were trying to be as conservative as possible, and so we were able to get better enrollment numbers than we expected, and so because it is a per credit fee, we were able to see an increase there. And also, just in general, there's some departments that had a little bit more rollover money than expected, and so that just kind of brought it into a really nice money pot for us to be able to reallocate things to, which is roughly $113,000. So, any questions? I know in the memo, I meticulously, VP McNamara and I just meticulously outlined every single budget increase, whether it's a reallocation, whether it's a replenishment, whatever it is, it's reflected inside the memo. Any questions?
So, do we have any questions for President Agbabat?
Wow, was my memo that good?
Seems so. Alrighty, we're going to be moving on to discussion. Is there any discussion at this time? Cool. Seeing none, we're going to be moving on to a vote for agenda item 18D, SB 93, an act to approve the budget reallocation for fiscal year 2026. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that bill has passed.
Alrighty, well, first, before we move on to agenda items 19, super proud of you guys. Not really much debate, no questions, really. This stuff is supposed to happen in committee, so I appreciate you guys taking the time to do your due diligence and either read the legislation, debate in committee, make your amendments in committee, whatever it have. I appreciate that because it saved us probably an hour in this meeting, so we all get to go home a little earlier now, so thank you guys, appreciate that. Real quick before I move on, raise of hands, I know Senator Lawson and Senator Calderon are sending me to two pieces of legislation. Is anybody else sending me legislation by this Tuesday? Senator Huang, Senator Kitch, and Senator Saporito. Are there any others? Parliamentarian Issa, just four? Well, technically six? All right. all right. Moving down to agenda item 19, miscellaneous business, Senate committee changes and additions. Are there any Senate committee changes and additions at this time? Yeah, I know. Senator Burrow, would you like to add yourself to the following following committees you'd like to add yourself to?
Point of information,
mm-hmm.
Or point of clarification, the proper wording for this would be...
I was going to get to that part, but you go ahead.
No, I was motioning for you to say it, sorry.
Oh, okay. Senator McAndrews?
I'm curious, does she know when all these committees are meeting?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah. First, we got to see, what committees would you like to join?
I'm interested in IDEA and civic engagement.
Yes, sir. Also has an open spot. Okay, both of those are open, so lucky for you. When does IDEA meet? Well, for the rest of the semester.
IDEA meets Fridays at 3 or 3:30.
DCE meets the same Friday as IDEA at 5:30.
Okay. Would you still like to join those committees? Okay. So the motion goes as follows, and repeat after me. I move to place myself.
Can you repeat that, please?
All good. Just repeat after me. I move to place myself.
I move to place myself.
On the committee of?
On the committee of?
IDEA. And the Committee on Democratic and Civic Engagement.
And the Committee on Democratic and Civic Engagement.
Through unanimous consent. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Bargwaz. Is there any dissent? Any abstentions? Now that being said, Senator Burrow, you've been placed in the following committees. All right, cool. Any other Senate committee changes and additions at this time? Senator Bargwaz.
I move to place myself onto the Committee on Democratic and Civic Engagement. Three unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
It's full.
Oh, never mind. It is full.
I was going to say. I apologize, Senator Bargwaz, but it is full.
Any other Senate committee changes additions at this time before we move on to Senator reports? Alrighty, moving on to Senator reports. Are there any Senator reports at this time? Senator Barris.
Senator Barris, for the record. Hey, Senators, I hope you guys are doing well. This last Friday, I met with the director of the Public Health Student Advisory Committee, and he provided me updates during the committee's last meeting, which occurred during our last meeting, so I obviously cannot make it. He mentioned the School Public Health Career Fair, which I plan on assisting by reaching out to public health vendors. And the past public health career has been rather unsuccessful, with many students believing that it was not related to specifically public health, and they had people from renowned, more healthcare-oriented fields. And obviously not everyone in public health wants to go into healthcare. So looking into other vendors that may have more policy or more other things like that, I look forward to taking part in this initiative this year. And then on Saturday, I helped the Department of Sustainability by taking part in their campus cleanup. I helped pick up 3 5-gallon buckets of trash on front row. Mind you, there was at least 15 volunteers there, and we all picked up more or equivalent to that. I want to remind the Senate to be mindful of your trash and always pick up after yourselves. Yesterday, I attended the Master's Society Public Health Education regarding cultural competence in the workforce. I think this education program is always beneficial in the field you're working in, and it's always vital to be mindful of the different groups of people you may interact with. And then currently, I'm drafting a piece of legislation, SR93, a resolution in support of the creation of the peer safety program within the School of Public Health. I reached out to Dr. Garn, our associate dean within the School of Public Health, and he mentioned ways we could set this initiative forward. He recommended different departments on campus would be a possible interest. I have a meeting this Friday with Chief James from the UPDNC to talk about this further. I also reached out to Environmental Health and Safety, who will give me their opinion and advice on Friday via email. Although I'm in the early stages of research and outreach on this piece, I'm very excited to see this on the table probably by January. If anyone would like to co-sponsor this piece, please let me know. And that is all I have for tonight.
All right, thank you. Any other Senate reports at this time? Senator Bargwaz and Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
Senate report, but also first, like, kind of a private note. myself, Senators DeBarger and Evans, more so Senator DeBarger and Evans recently, they've been emailing different buildings and off-campus housing associations and on-campus housing associations about
us putting bins into their buildings for the lack of a donation drive. We're getting ghosted by some of them, so if you guys have any ideas, help. And shoot us a text on Teams. Other than that, I've been doing a lot of work in the RSJ on like helping student media get funding, because sadly they're kind of dying out, and for some organizations they're not going to be able to fund themselves by 2026. So that would suck. I'm excited for Senator Burroughs to also get working on that. That'll be fun. Also, I'm meeting with the building development team for the new life sciences building January 26th of next semester. So if you guys have any questions you want me to ask them, then please let me know.
All right, thank you. Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a few things from me I've been in talks with the executive editor of the Nevada Sagebrush to talk about a resolution in support of the introduction of a new fee to ensure that they stay afloat. So if you have any questions about that and that kind of stuff, we're looking at probably doing a fee request during the March meeting. That's what I had in my that's kind of the things we settled on with our conversations between executive editor Frobes and myself. So if you're interested in co-sponsoring or those kind of things, please reach out to me. It's important that we make sure that our student media stays where it is and make sure that it has the funding it needs to continue to serve our students and provide that avenue for free speech on campus. So let me know. I've also been continuing my work with the psychology issue in my college about psychology majors that cannot pursue a dual degree in Nevada Teacher PAC Teach, because those aren't major. That's not a major that's under either program. So I'm continuing conversations with that. I'm hitting some brick walls, so I'm gonna reach out to one of our academic advisors who helps with the PAC Teach program to get some headway on that. We also have a Dead Day event coming up that'll be hosted in the Learning Resource Center in the Raggio on December 10th from 9 to 11 a.m. That morning. It's just a fun event where people can plan out their finals week. We have giveaways of like self-care items, that kind of stuff. So if you're interested in volunteering, I sadly won't be there because I have to go to my PAC Teach orientation. So having some ASUN representation there to volunteer, or even if you just want to participate, would be fantastic. So please let me know if you want to attend that. And I think, I've also been working with some people on campus in regards to the Native American fee waiver program that was introduced by NSHE a couple years back. We just want to make sure that that program stays funded at where it is. I know it's been a conversation during the legislative sessions. So I'm writing a piece on that in partnership with a good friend of mine, and then probably will have it seen by government affairs. So if you're interested in advocating for the Native American fee waiver for me or with me, please let me know and we'll get you on there as a co-sponsor if that's what you'd like to do. But with that, I yield.
All right, thank you. Any other Senator reports on this at this time? Senator Villa.
Hi guys, Senator Villa from the record. So not much really to report tonight, but two of the major events or major things I want to share with you guys from this last outreach session. Me and Senator Barris met with our dean, Dr. Garn, and he talked about the open seat in our college and public health and how we can better communicate with our constituents and on just basically public health related events and news. Besides that, one of the other outreach events that was like significant to me was today helping out with programming. We're the programming department with PAXgiving. It was like really fun to bring out the joy and spirit of this like Thanksgiving season to our campus. Anyways, guys, this being the last meeting this month, I guess I just like wanted to like wish you guys all a holly jolly Gossip Girl Thanksgiving. In the words of Blair Waldorf, what is Thanksgiving without a little side of drama? Me personally, I think it's a dish best served cold, so gobble gobble, Senators, and
alright. Thank you, Senator Villa, for that very insightful Senator report. Are there any other Senators or Senator reports at this time? Senator Evans and Senator Saporito.
Thank you, Mr.
Senator Evans for the record. Hi, everyone. I just kind of talked about what Bardwaj said. We're doing the, keep on working on the lab coat donation drive. It's me, Senator Barger, Senator Bardwaj, and also now Director Mendoza. Shout out to her. She's been so helpful with that. We've been sending lots of emails, meetings and stuff, but the good news is we have 10 confirmed locations for where bins will go. Two of them are on campus, the Dean and the Republic, and then there's 8 on campus. Some of them will be at residence, like halls and stuff like that. But there'll be one in the Joe and stuff like that, and there'll be flyers around campus. But one of the things I really want to say is that there will be an ASUN Instagram post that comes out at some point. Please repost it and put it on your story, because we want to get as many donations as possible. So if anyone else wants to help on logistics of the whole situation, just reach out to anyone as well. So thank you.
Sounds good. Senator Saparita and Senator Bardwaj.
Everyone. So we have an amazing donation swipe drive going on that just started yesterday. And it's amazing specifically for the military plans, because instead of running for 1 week, it's running for 4. If you guys have meal trades, if you have any friends that have meal trades, please let them know. There's advertisements all throughout campus, specifically in the dining hall, where they can donate up to 10 of their swipes for people who are food insecure. I'm meeting with Nevada Dining tomorrow at 9 a.m. I think Senators Atkinson, Juan, and Bardwaj were interested in meeting. So if you guys can go tomorrow, let me know. Brian Price will also be there. He's interested in the discussion. And one last thing, if you guys are interested in discussion, I'm working on a piece with Senator Ratke and Parliamentarian Issa, in the same manner as President Al-Khabbat had submitted a piece offering more transparency for the legislation tracker. We thought it would be a good idea to bring more transparency for what we do with outreach as senators and post on the ASU website. If you guys have any comments on that, let me know during the session, or during the after the meeting, whatever, just text me. Thank you.
Sounds good. Senator Bardwaj.
Also, if you guys have lab coats, feel free to give them to one of us. That would be great.
Alrighty. Any other Senator reports before I move on to my wheel of names? Senator Castro.
This is less so a comprehensive Senator report, but I more so wanted to emphasize that for anybody who, with the upcoming holiday, is unsure where they will be spending their Thanksgiving, whether or not they will have a full meal, I just want to say that Friends in Service Helping in Carson City is doing a Thanksgiving dinner that all are invited to for free entry for a meal and a drink. And also, if you don't have anyone with you, please text me. My home is always open. And my parents would be more than
all right, thank you, Senator Castro. Any other senators? All right, first name my wheel of names has picked is Senator Kitch. Go ahead. All right, thank you, Senator Kitch. The next name my wheel of names has picked is Senator Custer.
Could you do Custer back to back?
He lived.
Hello, everyone. Hope you're all having a great night. So one of the more recent things I did that was really cool is I was invited by my dean to join our industry advisory board meeting. What this was actually a committee of several different industry professionals that came together and advised the College of Engineering, which was really cool to be a part of. It was really awesome to learn. I know the Chancellor, when he talked about, when he came to talk to us, one of the things that he was talking about doing for the future was connecting a little bit more with industry and trying to align some of our maybe curriculum, but also some of our practices to be more ready when we get into the industry. And it was great to hear from a lot of the local engineering industries about kind of what they're looking for in candidates after graduation. And throughout this meeting too, we also heard a lot of updates from the dean's office talking about their direction because we do have a new dean this year. And it was great to have a good update to both from both the industry and the dean's office. So it was really cool to hear from that. So thank you guys. Hope you have a great break.
Alrighty, thank you. The last person I'm going to pick from my wheel of names before we all adjourn out of here and go on our Thanksgiving break is Senator Dayton.
Did you put information? Did you pick him on the wheel of names? Or? Okay.
Let the record reflect he turned the computer around to show it.
Yeah, I did a lot of art just because I've been in a lot of meetings. It's really cool being a senator. Just as I'd like to mention, we met with me, Senator Issa, parliamentary. And Senator Sacramento met with several of the arts chairs this week on Monday, and they are talking about a steering committee to have like student involvement on picking people for their performing arts series. And I'm going to be part of that committee, which is really exciting. So I can like have opinions on what musical artists come visit the campus. And I'm really excited about that. I also met with Amy Kokas today for my VAO position for GCE, and I was going to talk a lot about like pack rides, pack revisions, and the website. So I'm going to talk more detail about that at the DC meeting this week. But there's a lot of really cool initiatives happening. And I think something I've learned as I know is like these amazing ideas I have going into meetings, like this is the change I want to see happen. People already have those ideas and are already like doing work, and it's just my job to support them, which is so reassuring. Like I know Senator McAndrews and I met with Maddie Hess and Maddie Wilson for Clubs and Holders to talk about some legislation we're working on. And a lot of the ideas we brought to them, they were already in motion. So that's just been like, it's been very gratifying to be as a senator to like know that all these ideas I have already happening. I just need to be contributing.
Nice, sounds good. Any other senator reports before we move on to comments and announcements? Alrighty, sounds good. Moving down to agenda item 20, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Oh boy. All right. Barris, then Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
Senator Barris, for the record, as I mentioned before, my report's like eons ago. I'm currently the undergraduate representative of the Northern Board of the Nevada Public Health Association. I want to invite you guys all to the end of the year mixer at the Flying Onion on December 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. They told me to invite my family and friends, so I hope to see you guys all there.
Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
You know, I have a cool announcement. This just happened at 3:41, that exact minute today. As a lot of you know, those who have been with us since the beginning of the session, I'm very involved in a program called Nevada Boy State. We had a former senator that was my partner in crime with that program. He's in Utah, enjoying life to the fullest and still working on the program with me. But today I had a meeting with the people that help run that organization, my uppers as I call them, and I've been invited to officially take on the role of executive director of the program of Nevada Boy State, which has been a dream of mine since I was a delegate in 2022 to the program. So just something really cool. It helped me regain my passion for politics in high school, and it's partially the reason I'm sitting in the Senate today. So it's really cool to take on that role. So thank you guys. It's a cool announcement. So I just wanted to thank you.
Lovely.
Senator DeBarger.
Yesterday I went to the Department of Sustainability and Wellness's event with the Wigan to promote anti-trafficking awareness. And they have a donation box in the Fraternity and Sorority Life office. If you want to donate stocking stuffers, they go straight to the survivors of trafficking network.
Alrighty, sounds good. Any other comments, announcements before I give mine? Senator Bolander.
Hey everyone, you know it's getting to be that time of the year when the sun goes down a little early, and then you know the weather's getting a little colder, and you know, to come a little full circle, you know, seasonal depression is a thing. Okay, so you know if you're not doing well, lean on your friends. Okay, it's okay to talk about things, the tough things too. You know, you can't really get real change out of your life until you pull the demons out.
Thank you for that very positive message, Senator Bolander. Any other comments, announcements at this time? All right, I'm going to give mine real quick. Not too much. I don't want to drag on for you guys, but we only have two meetings the rest of the year.
we're pretty much done with the semester. I mean, we're going to get back from Thanksgiving break on, well, we'll have a meeting on December 3rd, and then we have one meeting after that, and then we all go on break for a month. So I just want to speak real quick, and I'll say my stuff, you know, at the end of the semester. But this has been a great session, guys. I really mean that. In the past 7 months, I've seen a lot of you grow to be great senators, better senators than I were my first year, even my second year. So I'm super proud of you guys. You guys have been able to accomplish a lot of good. And one thing I kind of took back on myself during recess was the fact of we all get along. Whenever we have debates, never malice, never ill intent. Sure, I mean, most of the time we usually just pass stuff unanimously and it gets approved, but that shows that we have true cohesion, that we're able to have good discussion, we're able to have good debate, and to make it so that we're able to enact change that we're all elected or appointed to do. So I just say I'm really proud of you guys. I hope you guys all have a really good, safe Thanksgiving. Yeah, and I'll see you guys back in the same chamber in 2 weeks from now. So with that being said, moving on to agenda item 21, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? All right. Seeing none, moving on to agenda item 22, I adjourn the 93rd Senate session of the Associated Students at 8:59 p.m. November 19th, 2025, convened both in the Joe Crowley Student Union and via Zoom. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.